20 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Less than 2 weeks and counting till Uncle Sam cannot pay off his credit card. That's never happened, and so lots of terrible things are predicted if it does. Talks do continue on and off, with President Biden describing them this way to reporters in Japan.
This goes in stages.
Mr. President,
I've been in these negotiations before.
It
started off... Shush up, okay? Thank you. It goes in stages.
Specifics now from CBS's Willie James Inman.
In exchange for raising the nation's borrowing limit, House Republicans want to impose caps that amount to a 13% cut in government spending. Some Democrats are urging President Biden to consider using the 14th Amendment to go around Republicans. President Biden will return from Japan on Sunday, cutting his international trip short because of the debt ceiling talks.
And Ukrainian President Zelensky has just arrived in Japan to attend that major economic summit after President Biden gave U.S. allies a green light to send U.S.-made F-16 jets to Ukraine and start training pilots to fly them. On hand, correspondent Elizabeth Palmer.
Now, it's going to take time to train those Ukrainian pilots at sites in Europe, and we still don't know which countries exactly are going to supply the aircraft. So it's safe to say that we won't see them in combat for months to come.
Way south of Japan, there's been a major earthquake in the southwest Pacific, magnitude 7.1, near the Loyalty Islands east of New Caledonia. He played less than a decade in the NFL, but many football fans and experts considered him the greatest player there ever. Number 32, Jim Brown of the Cleveland Browns.
Brown walked off the field and into Hollywood, retiring while on the set of The Dirty Dozen.
After much deliberation, I've come to the conclusion that I will retire from professional football this season. My original intention was to try and participate in the 1966 National Football League season, but due to circumstances, this is impossible.
Thus began an acting career with more than 50 credits.
That is CBS's James Brown. Football star, actor, civil rights activist Jim Brown had down times in his life, too. He has died at age 87. Jack Teixeira staying in jail. A federal judge so rules. The Air National Guardsman awaiting trial for allegedly leaking highly classified military documents. Bradley Blackburn reports.
Internal Air National Guard memos filed in court say Teixeira was reprimanded twice by superiors for taking notes on classified information or viewing intelligence not related to his job. The filing says months later, he was again seen looking at information that was, quote, not related to his primary duty and was related to the intelligence field.
Wall Street finished the week slightly lower. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America NA.
You could throw your flip-flop at a bug.
Ew, a bug, get it!
But the chances of actually hitting it...
Oh, over there!
...are statistically...
Yeah, it's still alive.
Unlikely. Good thing nature's got your back. Stem bug killers combine powerful active ingredients found in plants, like lemongrass and geraniol, and scientifically engineer them into effective bug-fighting formulas, safe for use as directed around people, pets, and throughout the home. Stem. Rooted in nature, optimized by science.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 41 overnight under clear skies, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 72. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Lows around 46. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 74. Sunday, under partly cloudy skies. 77 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
That's so it goes. Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scoobity boo boo. Scoobity doo.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
How worried are you on this Friday, May 19th, about the debt ceiling? 844-967-2789. Do you feel like the sky is falling? Or is this just politics as usual? And how much are you following it? Because it is a critical big deal, but it's also in the news, you know, it's in the news every day. Like, how much are you actually keeping up to date with it and letting it worry, keep you up at night? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Because we've been here before.
We have.
In fact, I guess this, I was reading a Washington Post op-ed this morning that was kind of arguing that this is politics as usual. And, you know, that part of the reason that there might be some boredom over the topic for some is because this happens frequently. This one, and arguing that this one will probably end as the 11 of the 14 since 2008 have, with measures attached to increase the limit. But, you know, it is the topic du jour to be having headlines every day and what the status is and who met with who. And yesterday they were talking about invoking the 14th Amendment, yeah, as one of the options. And what would that look like? And I think just as far as talking to you, a normal person who is not an elected official, but probably has opinions, how much is this living in your head right now? As far as how worried are you? Or do you think that, like it usually does, it will work itself out? 844-967-2789. Tim McCullough already weighing in on the YouTube live stream. I worry about a market crash because of it.
Absolutely.
And that is the thing I actually was reading this morning. It's even if we get a deal done, it's the uncertainty that this creates.
And the street does not like uncertainty.
The streets. The streets do not like uncertainty.
No.
I like that, Jane.
Yes.
Well, how worried are you?
This is a huge thing. It is a huge thing.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And the list of ramifications, if they default, is really terrifying if you look at it. And it's really sad that we've been here before and we'll probably be here again. But as you just noted, the Wall Street and those kinds of people do not like uncertainty. And even if that doesn't happen, they're planting seeds for it already to make people twitchy. This mm-hmm. doesn't help. This mm-hmm. does not help.
Well, and also, you know, the bigger global ramifications as well, because I feel like I forgot what the metaphor is, but it's basically like when, you know, when the U.S. sneezes, the rest of the world gets a cold or something along those lines. Right. As far as the world is watching us, because so much of the world's economy is also interwoven and dependent on our economy, that I think it's us. And is it Denmark is the only other country that plays this game.
And it is a game, and it shouldn't be a game.
Absolutely not. And so it is maddening that we're here. I don't know who's going to blink first. And there's also this feeling of like, well, is this just them playing politics? And like, they're going to work it out because the ramifications are so dire that to stay on top of it and to because this is also something, at least for me, I feel like it's so far out of your control that you're like, how much space do I let this take up in my brain? Because if I think too much about it and let myself worry about it and how bad it could be, despite the fact that I have no control over this, is just like a self-preservation mode.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. How worried are you about the debt ceiling? Stacy from Waukesha joining us. Hey, Stacy, what's going on?
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
So I just retired recently, and I just got my first Social Security check. And I am worried about not receiving that check until October. However, I'm in a position where I can afford it, whereas many, many people cannot. And that's, to me, is so tragic. Also, too, my 401k, I'm done working, so if I lose half of it, I'm out of luck. I'm not going to go back to work to replenish my 401k. So I'm surprised that the messaging is not out there, what the Republicans are doing, because it affects so many people.
Absolutely.
And so many people that are in red states or vote Republican, it's going to affect them. And the Republicans are trying to, you know, want to blame Joe Biden, and it's like, it's not him. It's you.
Well, and that's the thing that Jane and I were talking before the show, Stacey, is saying, like, it also, from what I've read and what I've tried to keep up with, a lot of the things that they're asking for, they being the Republicans, are not very popular.
No,
as far as some of the things that they want to cut. And it just, I don't know. And you're right, though, that there are plenty of people, and it's the partisan game of you pick your side and you stick with your side, just like to the hell with the facts, that are like, well, this is Joe Biden's fault, and are just going to stick it to him no matter what. And so, but I thanks so much for calling as far as how you, like, you already actually understand the consequences of how it's going to deal with you, because I'm not sure everyone's like necessarily thought through that yet.
Right. And, you know, and luckily for me, I'm a retired accountant. So if I need to go back to work, I can.
Job security, baby.
Good for you, Stacey.
I don't want to. I mean, I don't think I'll ever be a greeter at Walmart or working at Culver's, but, you know, because which is unfortunate. But I mean, because of my background, you know, I'm very employable. But, you know, still a lot of people are not.
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
You know, they wholly depend upon their Social Security. And it's just tragic. It really is, because, you know, we become so partisan in everything that people are, you know, it's like, well, I'm going to own the libs and not get my Social Security. It's like, you're screwing yourself. I mean, come on.
Well, you're screwing yourself and so many people who are voting for you.
Right. And I don't, you know, but unfortunately, with the way our state is so gerrymandered, too, it's that I think that the Republicans in Wisconsin just it's a free for all. They know that they can pretty much do whatever they want. And that's tragic, because, you know, we shouldn't be beholden to them because they want to do whatever they want. But, you know, and people can vote. But if they have, you know, things are gerrymandered, I think people feel like their vote doesn't count. So that's all I have to say. But I hope people wake up. I really do.
Thank you so much, Stacey. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Are you worried about possibly defaulting on our debt? Tom from Nakusa is joining us. Hey, Tom, what do you want to say?
I say I'm not the least bit worried about it. I think this was all pre-planned. I think Joe Biden knew ahead of time that he was going to cave to this when he doesn't have to. They the powers that are controlling the government are not going to let us default. They're not going to let the stock market crash or anything else. Joe Biden doesn't have to cave to any of this. He can just stand his ground, and that debt ceiling will be passed. I'm on Social Security, too, and I'm not the least bit worried. But Joe Biden is caving to this.
So you just think he needs to hold firm? And did you go along with the idea of the 14th Amendment?
Well, yeah, I don't think you have to do any of it. They're not going to, the people that are controlling the stock market and everything, they're not going to let us default on this. They're not going to lose that kind of money, you know, and they're giving us a snow job on this stuff. You know, they know they're not going to default on our debt.
So you feel like this is going to be take the same path as taken in the past, where it's like it's going to go down the wire. It's dramatic, but it works out.
No. Joe Biden is going to cave and give in to some of this stuff when he doesn't have
to.
That's the part that gets me the maddest. You know, you got to look and see what's really happening there.
Thanks so much for the call, Tom. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Are you worried about the U.S. defaulting? What blows my mind, and that this doesn't come up more pointedly and more frequently, is that it was Donald Trump's tax cuts for the rich that added trillions of dollars to our deficit. Trillions. And now it's all Joe Biden's fault.
I know. Well, this is such a, it's so funny to think back, and it was the 90s that we actually had a balanced budget.
Under Clinton, correct?
Under Clinton. Mm. And just how, I will admit, our debt is insane. Our spending is insane. But it also, and you know, and like, well, you know, when we talk about the defense budget, and like, there is, in good faith, probably a lot of different things that could be negotiated as far as like how spending works. Was it on air that we were talking to someone who, like, they were making widgets, right, for a big company? They figured out a more like consistent, efficient way to do that. They left, started their own company that they were selling these widgets to the government. They figured out a better way to do it. They started their own company. They started like get some of the market share and selling to the government, and then their old company just bought them, and now it's back to the normal, right? Like there are probably case by case as far as the spending that like different contractors with the government that are kind of getting a, you know, not the best deal. And so I'm not saying that there's not waste, but this does not feel like the way to start negotiating to get like the budget and the debt in order. Like, we have to pay our bills.
Yes, we do.
And so, you know, we'll come back because I'm a little surprised we haven't heard more from Wall Street. And Janet Yellen has, I guess, privately started to be like, hey, guys, like, we need you to
speak up
a little bit. And I also want to play, because, you know, history repeats itself. If you remember the show, the HBO show Newsroom from Aaron Sorkin, there's a great scene with Olivia Munn's character, who was the economist in the newsroom, pushing like, we got to talk about this. This has to be our lead story. And it's Aaron Sorkin's writing, and it's excellent. So we'll replay that, but then talk a little bit more about Yellen's private warning to Wall Street to maybe get a little bit louder on this topic. So stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote, and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 43. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. High of 70. Tomorrow, clear skies. Lows around 50. Tomorrow night, mid-70s, Sunday and Monday. Another look at the short range, 45 overnight, 70 tomorrow, 50 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin from Waukesha.
Broadcasting to the world.
On the Civic Media app. This is the Shaw. 540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK.
Look at these quotes. These aren't from liberals. These are hardcore Wall Street guys who, whatever the world may think of them, know what they're talking about, and so do I. Jamie Dimon at Chase says, voting against raising the debt ceiling would be a moral disaster. The Barclays guys say, this debate is detached from reality. My Goldman source says, if the House Republicans continue this debate, I hope they're willing to mark the end of the dollar as the global reserve currency. Please notice that he didn't say, if the House Republicans don't raise the debt ceiling. He said, if the House Republicans continue this debate. That's all it takes. Just the uncertainty. That's why the Dow is going to close down 230 points today. Because just the debate, just the doubt, just the possibility that the House majority might commit the most self-inflicted damage to the country since the secession of the South has caused billions in value to disappear.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And that was a clip from Newsroom. Almost 10 years ago.
Wow.
I think that clip was from, I think that season was 2013. And so if you have HBO and you can go back and rewatch, I think there's only two seasons. Newsroom was a great show.
It won lots of awards.
It won lots of awards. It's Aaron Sorkin. So the writing is incredible and dramatic. But you know, the thing that was interesting about that show was that it was like basically 2 to 3 years delayed, looking at very recent history from a fictional newsroom standpoint. But that clip specifically has been circulating. So that's the actress Olivia Munn. She plays the economist in the newsroom named Sloane Sabbath. And making, you know, here we are 10 years later, and that still stands, right? Except it doesn't necessarily sound like we've heard as many quotes from Wall Street guys.
We haven't heard any.
Not really. And so this week, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned the country's biggest bankers that a potential debt ceiling default will have repercussions beyond the financial system, and insisted that early June, you know, June X date is very, very, very real. And so, you know, it matters because the Biden administration is sounding the alarm in public and in private about the consequences of the default and the dangers in trying to cut a deal at the last moment. And so Yellen's had pretty, apparently has had pretty frank talks with JP Morgan, their CEO, and as a part of effort by top Biden officials to enlist the business community to pressure congressional Republicans to raise the country's debt ceiling before June 1st. And so I don't know if they're going to actually step up and put that pressure on, but it would seem like it's in their interest because of the litany of things it sounds like could happen. Even if we get a deal done at the last minute, like the stock market tanking and not recovering as well is a very real one. So you'd think these guys would be like, yeah, we need to get this done.
It is just endlessly frustrating. And again, the long-reaching ramifications, I just don't think people have entirely embraced yet. The Center for American Progress says veterans will be particularly susceptible if this default happens. The delay in payments could affect their pension programs, disability compensation, educational allowances, health care for veterans and their dependents. A protracted default could potentially lead to delayed payments to health care providers, including those who provide care to veterans and their families. And this is a group that we've been talking about, too, for how long? Need more funding, need more help, need more assistance. And everything that the Republicans want, at least from my perspective, isn't very popular.
Well, yeah, because even yesterday we were talking about that new survey that was talking about like the public health crisis and what people are worried about. And in that same survey, even like 75% of Republicans were like, no, we don't want to cut Medicare and Social Security. Like, don't do this.
Don't do that.
And actually, in our guest in the next segment is Dave Boettcher, who is a 27-year National Guard and Army Reserve veteran who served in the Gulf War. So he's going to join us to talk about, because it also has felt very murky as far as the bill that Republicans did pass that will not become law. It won't get passed in the Senate, and Biden wouldn't sign it. But reminder, all of the Republican Wisconsin congressmen did sign this thing.
Yep.
And, you know, they were trying to say, no, this doesn't affect, our bill doesn't affect veterans' benefits.
We wouldn't do that.
And yet, again and again, it's like, no, but it would. So he's going to join to kind of to talk us through, you know, what benefits look like today. I guess also what you just said, Center for American Progress has said, even with the default, how much that could screw veterans.
Oh, yeah.
But then also, what's actually in the bill and what does that look like as far as how it impacts veterans' benefits? Because this is just a group. It's just astonishing to me what political footballs veterans always end up being.
Yes.
It's like the reverence they're held with when politicos talk about them, and yet the short end of the stick they constantly seem to get when it comes to actually getting care, receiving care, being taken care of, and yet we support our veterans.
Yeah, well, nobody encapsulated the hypocrisy better than John Stewart in, I want to say, one of his last appearances about that burn pit legislation to an almost empty chamber of lawmakers. It was full of supporters and first responders and EMTs and people who were sick and dying from cancer, but almost no lawmakers were up there. And John Stewart said to them, you should be ashamed on behalf of your colleagues who aren't here, because on 9/11 and every other holiday, you will trot out your support for our brave veterans. And when it comes to things like this, you can't even bother to show up.
Yeah. I mean, Memorial Day is a week away, right? Basically a week and a half away. And so lots of photo ops then. But when it comes to stuff that actually matters, like ensuring veterans are protected and covered, not so much. All right, we'll be back with Dave Boettcher when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 41 overnight under clear skies, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 72. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Lows around 46. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 74. Sunday, under partly cloudy skies. 77 Monday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
Working fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Coming to you every hour on the hour. The weather's fine, but there may be a meteor shower.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. He is Greg Bach. And we are asking, have you switched religions in your life? Or has your view of religion changed over time? Because there is a new survey that says nearly a quarter of Americans say they used to follow a different religious tradition or denomination than the one they practice now. And so I thought it would be interesting to hear in Wisconsin how that has changed, how it's similar, how it's reflected, how maybe it's not. And I think we have Patty on the phone.
Patty, thanks for joining Asco's Wisconsin. What do you want to say?
I was raised Baptist, and then I took a world religions class in college and loved it and realized there were aspects of many religions that I could agree with. And I kind of gravitated to Unitarianism. And now I still identify with that, but I pretty much consider my religion to be how I live my life. And I don't remember where I read this, but I read that people seem to grow in their understanding of Santa Claus, but they don't seem to change their perception of what God is.
Hmm.
And that really stuck with me, because I talk with people who still seem to have a pretty childlike perception of God. I'm also really turned off by the whole Christian nationalism stuff.
Same.
And the hypocrisy of a lot of people who claim to be Christian.
I think
there are other religions that translate more into your daily living, Islam, for example. So that's been my journey.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Oh.
Thanks a lot, Patty. And I think, too, the Christian nationalism and the preaching from the pulpits that has been going on in the last 7, 8, 9 years, I think that's really turned off a lot of people.
Well,
I do.
I do as well. And it's interesting. Well, so here's more of what the study says as far as why people have switched. So among those who have switched, 56% have said that they changed because they stopped believing in their religion's teachings. About 30% said negative religious teachings about or treatment of LGBTQ people forced them to change, which is a pretty big percentage.
That's amazing.
Only 17% said they switched because their church or congregation became too political. So it's actually the smallest.
Wow.
Like, percentage of the people who said that, at least in this survey.
Interesting.
Most churchgoers, 56%, do not believe their current church is more divided by politics than it was 5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm really genuinely surprised by that.
And so I think it's just interesting. I also think it's interesting, like we said, so we have Lisa Brazzo put in on the Facebook live stream, Christianity to Buddhism. Why did God change his mind if he knows everything? Eye for an eye to turn your cheek. No one has a good explanation.
Yeah. Well, the New Testament.
The Old Testament God was much more wrathful.
He was a different kind of guy.
Patton Oswalt says a great joke about it.
Kids change you, man.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's where my confusion came in that Jesus brought a new message. That is why we have a New Testament. This was a new message. This was a different way to treat people. This was away from eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. This was love your neighbor as thyself and turn the other cheek and help the stranger and all of that stuff. From what I understand, that was Jesus's message, not the message from the Old Testament. And I don't understand why Christians will continue to refer back to the Old Testament part of the Bible as justification for things when that was refuted by the New Testament.
I mean, rebranding doesn't always work, Jane. I mean, look at New Coke.
No, the drink, not the drug.
No.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, texter from the 310. Much like the earlier caller, I had the experience of seeing the incredible opulence and wealth of the Catholic Church when I visited the Vatican. The church has an unreal collection of art and could sell just a piece or two and feed a hungry nation. I still believe in much of what I learned in the church, but just can't be part of the hypocrisy. Aren't we taught, whatever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me?
And that's one of the amazing things, too, is like if you just look from the point of view of the Catholic Church in Rome does not even help Catholic churches around the country.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, like, those churches are on their own to get their tithings and their money and their, it's like, yeah, they could sell one painting and probably finance an entire state's worth of Catholic churches for years. But they don't.
Was the Catholic Church the original MLM?
Oh, man. Come on. Now you're just getting me to get squirrely here. And the thing is, a lot of these callers are having this kind of the same journey, is that they were raised in this faith and they saw outward forces that kind of made them question the validity of their beliefs and their belonging to this group. Whereas mine was all internal. And yeah. I'm not saying it's better or worse. I just find it very interesting that all these individuals are like, I saw this, I saw that. For me, it was just like, do I even believe this?
Well, it's also, I think, is interesting, at least from the people we've heard from so far today, is the consistency of the things that really, I think, we're taught, which is like, be a good person,
yeah,
treat people well, do, you know, do on to others and all this stuff. Cause I still think that too, as far as like at the core of who I am, like it leads with like compassion, empathy, wanting to do well by others and treat people well. And so it's like the pattern of, well, wait, the church is who had taught me that, but also the church is not actually following that in the least, I think, for the, a lot of the examples we've heard so far today.
Well, wasn't it Gandhi who said, I like your Christ, but I'm not so crazy about your Christians.
Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Eric from Tosa, thank you for joining us. Eric, what's going on?
Yeah, hi. I consider myself, since my teen years, a recovering Catholic. And the primary reason for me was, I mean, I had questions, you know, and had grown up kind of going to church just about every Sunday, saw some things in family and neighborhood that didn't quite match up with all the church going. And the final straw is at Catholic Church, at the end of Masses, we used to pray for a lot of the leaders of the church. They used to ask us to pray for these folks. And we used to pray like every Sunday for this guy named Rembrandt Weakland. Pray for Rembrandt Weakland.
Yep.
And then in the 80s, Rembrandt Weakland busted for molesting kids.
Oh,
and
wow.
So it's kind of like, okay, well, this, and he literally got shuffled around and went to the Vatican. And I don't think he ever got kicked out until I think he passed a few years ago.
I think he left because he was gay, didn't he?
Oh, Rembrandt Weakland, I'm not really sure, but he got busted and shuffled off to the Vatican, and we never heard much from him again, like many of them. But for me, the toughest thing to face is basically that there's no cloud city waiting for me on the other side, as they say, for my loved ones and things like that. But the freedom of thought that it allows you, that you don't have this ideology and this dogma hanging over you in every thought, I believe I'm able to see things that people that are tied to faith, or I should say religion, not faith, can't see. They can't allow themselves to see. They don't allow themselves to see. And I still have faith. My faith lies like in friends, family, loved ones, and community, which are, to be honest, the same people that everybody turns to in times of need as it is. You know, when the Bible was written, very few people were literate, so these folks got to, like, tell people about these things, and they had no way to counter these statements. And as humans, our imagination, I believe, is like our blessing and our curse, what separates us from, you know, our fellow animals. And I like to say thank Mother Nature as well.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Eric. I do think that's interesting when you think about the stories. It's like, oh, yeah, of course Jonah survived being swallowed by a whale. Or like, yes, we had two of every creature all on one boat.
That's not even the craziest, dumbest story. You know, he was right, actually. He retired and then announced in a memoir that he was gay. But yeah, I remember that. I don't
remember that at all.
I served Reverend Weakland. He did a couple of masses at church.
Was he a Wisconsin guy?
He was the Archbishop of
Milwaukee. Milwaukee Archdiocese. He was big.
He was actually when... the guy who took over for him, I can't remember his name right now, but like that guy went on to be considered like this is Weakland, but like we had this guy who almost became Pope, like the first American Pope after Weakland took off because of all the scandal.
Oh my gosh.
844-967-2789. Have you changed religions from the religion that you were raised in? What are you practicing now? Are you not practicing at all? 844-967-PARTY from the 715. If you really want to understand religion, most of the books during World War II that were burned explain the actual truth about the relationship of all religions. If you go to YouTube, the Master Key Society has audiobooks of many of these lost books that were in private collections.
I mean,
Master Key Society. I'm writing that down.
Never heard of
they,
it.
The history of which I'm not adept at, so I'm just going to say this: the history of the creation of the omnipotent, of the saintly, supernatural Jesus are amazing stories too. Because before Catholics got a hold of it, he was a man. That was all he was. Mm-hmm. He was a rabbi. He was a Jewish man.
Yeah,
and. And this belief that he was all powerful did not come to be until hundreds of years ago. I mean, it's amazing to see how they just were like, let's make him walk on water. That's a good idea.
Well, I'm really excited because at the 1 o'clock hour today, he's we're probably going to run out of time with him, but I'm so excited. So Rabbi Moshe Stegman is coming. And so he is, he's rabbi at a congregation, but he is also the founder of an organization called Own Your Judaism. And even when we were talking to have him come on the show, like, I think this is a really interesting thing of like what he's found, because that's part of the reason he started Own Your Judaism, is like, how do I individually relate to my religion?
My faith.
And my faith. And Judaism is, you know, there's an entire culture and heritage and ethnicity are also wrapped around the religion. So I feel like we can bring some of these questions back at the 1 o'clock hour from a Jewish standpoint. Because I think so, I mean, as we said, Wisconsin's a very Catholic, Christian, historically. And so many of the stories I think we've heard today is from that perspective. But it would be interesting to see if these are similar questions that happen in the Jewish faith.
And there are so many things about Judaism, and I think, Greg, you had mentioned about Islam as well, that I think are really good, workable principles to use in your life. And it's just, I'm so excited.
But
I'm
also interested in the overlap between the three, because, like, guess what? They all started in the same place.
Judaism.
And kind of bounced out of the same books.
Judaism and Islam are come from, like, if you're looking at the Bible, they come from one man, and they're the Abrahamic religions. And it's a beautiful story that comes from Abraham and Sarah and Hagar and those types of things. But, like, for me, in the past, even 10 years, I still wrestle with the idea of religion, spirituality. And I always say, if I ever went back to any sort of organized church, I would go directly to a synagogue.
Interesting.
I've gone to temple, and temple, I get goosebumps when I talk about it, is the most inviting, family-oriented church experience I've ever had in my life.
I have one more text that I want to get to before we got to go to break.
And I have one more. Yeah, you go, then I'll go, and then we'll go to break.
From the 701, I'm ordained clergy, and I agree with the hypocrisy I see with Christian nationalism. My heart breaks that the church, a human organization, has caused so much hurt that it's driven people away. For me, it's about relationship, not religion. I believe God calls us to love, period.
That's a really good message.
Yeah.
I wish I could go to their church.
And you can always give us a call. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
Party!
Last comment we got on the YouTube Live from Alex. Born Catholic, family changed denominations maybe 4 times as a kid.
Wow.
This taught me to question every denomination.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
That is interesting.
It'd be interesting to hear more of the backstory of why each pivot happened, of like, this doesn't feel right, so now we're doing this. And now we're doing this. But I think that's a good thing. I think being open-minded and trying different things on is always a good thing, versus like, well, we're doing this because this is what we always did, and this is what my parents did, and this is what you will do. And
until they say, hey,
so
kids.
So it shall be.
Yes. Until they're like, hey, kids, you ever heard of Scientology?
All right, well, we're going to take another break. Should we keep rolling with this, or should we do Greg's roundup?
I mean, we can do either or. I've got a roundup prepared.
Let's do some jokes.
Okay.
We're going to talk. We'll come back to religion at 1 o'clock later today. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not
This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies today with highs around 69. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 49. Highs around 75 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Monday, decreasing clouds by Tuesday. Mid-70s Monday. Low 80s by Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Download the Civic Media app now so you can listen to this brilliance anywhere, anytime. This is the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
In the headlines. Anything to be in the headlines.
Summer chance.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we are rolling through this Friday. How happy are you that it's the weekend?
I am always happy when it's the weekend.
I'm always happy when it's the weekend, too.
Yes.
And it's actually supposed to be pretty nice. Looks like the rain is not coming.
Which is, we can use a break. My husband was able to mow the front last weekend, but he didn't get to the back. It's so long. I need like
Snow Mow May.
I need the Grim Reaper to come through with a sickle and take care of what's growing in our yard.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good weekend
yeah.
project.
He's going to have to mow it like three times. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to hold on as much as I can because I got the W Girls. We had them here last Friday. So the W Girls event is tonight. And that is going until 11 o'clock.
Oh, that's late, Mom.
So it's 7 to 11. And I was like, how am I going to stay awake from that? Because I definitely went to bed at 8:45 last night.
Yeah, you might be pushing a little bit there.
And so, but that will be fun no matter what. And so definitely happy for the weekend that it is almost here. We have two more hours to keep you company on this Friday. And it is about that time when we're going to do the headline quiz to see how closely Jane was paying attention to the news this week. You can play along at home. This is where we five different headlines, multiple choice. See how you do.
All right.
All right, number one.
I'm ready.
Taco Bell said it wanted to liberate which phrase from its trademark protections?
Do I even have to read them?
It's
Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday. Yeah. But the options were A, Taco Tuesday, B, Happy Hour, C, Buy One, Get One Free, D, Burrito Bowl.
Free the Taco Tuesday.
Free the Taco Tuesday. All right, number two. Who said it? We'll try a little advertising and see how it goes. A, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. B, Tesla CEO Elon Musk. C, NYC Mayor Eric Adams. D, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman.
Wow. We'll try a little advertising.
We'll try a little advertising, see how it goes.
Janet Yellen, Elon.
Eric Adams.
Eric Adams, New York City Mayor.
OpenAI CEO Sam Altman.
I'll go with Elon.
All right. Number three, which U.S. state just became the first to completely ban TikTok?
It's Montana.
A, Montana. B, California. C, Alaska. D, Wyoming. You say Montana.
Yeah.
Number four, which digital media company, once valued at $5.7 billion, filed for bankruptcy this week? A, Vox, B, Mashable, C, HuffPost, D, Vice.
It's Vice.
Okay. Last question. Number five, Loreen's performance of the power ballad Tattoo won the Eurovision Song Contest for which country? A, Ukraine, B, Sweden, C, Finland, D, United Kingdom.
It was Sweden, and she had the longest fingernails I have ever seen in my entire life.
I don't think... Have you seen Eurovision, the movie?
No.
That's a bit fan favorite in our household.
Is it really?
Mike really likes that movie.
Really?
We made my mom watch it last weekend.
Eurovision, the movie?
Oh, it's a Will Ferrell movie. You never heard of it? Will
No.
Ferrell, Rachel McAdams. And it's like kind of a dumb comedy as far as like Will Ferrell movies go, but they have a bunch of like former Eurovision stars in the movie, and it kind of like it both like pokes fun at, but also pays homage to what Eurovision is. And it wasn't even on my, this is how like not into it, America's like so cut out of this, but it's a big deal.
Oh, it is. It's huge. It is huge.
All right. Let's see how you did. Okay. 5 out of 5. Oh, Jane.
I was feeling pretty strong, but I didn't think I would get 5 out of 5.
There you go. So you got 5 out of 5 correct. Taco Bell wants to free Taco Tuesday, which currently is trademarked.
We need to get Michelle Wolf on that.
Yeah, seriously.
Free the Taco Tuesday.
Free the Taco Tuesday. Elon Musk said that Tesla will start advertising for the first time. That's kind of incredible to think about, that they've never paid for advertising.
Seriously. And Elon, you may want to leave your name out of any advertising. I'm just trying to help.
He was interviewed, I think, by CNBC this week.
Yeah.
And they asked him about, you know, the financial, like getting advertisers back to Twitter and how he may help himself in doing that by not tweeting his political thoughts every time he has one. And he pauses for a super long time and thinks. And then quotes, Princess Bride.
Indigo Montoya. Oh my God.
And basically says how he just doesn't care. He goes, so you don't care. Like it's worth it to you to say what you want despite what it will cost. And he basically says yes. And then Mandy Patinkin, who played Indigo Montoya,
yes,
retweets it and goes, I don't think that means what you think it means.
Exactly. It was just brilliant. Mandy Patinkin is so wonderful.
Anyways, moving on. Number 3, Montana has banned TikTok outright. And one of the stories we didn't get to today is there's already 5 TikTokers who are suing.
Suing? Okay.
To challenge that. Number 4.
Just don't confront Governor Gianforte because he might body slam you. So be careful. He doesn't like confrontation.
Number 4, Vice filed for bankruptcy this week. And number 5, Sweden won Eurovision, which means they will be the host next year. And also, is this the first time they've won since ABBA? I thought I read that.
Probably.
With Waterloo. What? You're not an ABBA person, right?
I'm not.
Oh, it's so, you've never seen Mamma Mia?
No.
It's so fun.
I don't.
Even Pete Bry, my dad, was dancing in the aisles at the end of Mamma Mia and was smiling. So if Pete Bry likes Mamma Mia, I feel like you could get on board.
Their music just does not do it for me. I'm difficult. I know.
There's not enough whoop 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 boing.
More whoop 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 boing. And I'm there.
All right. Well, coming up in the noon lunch hour, Ari Brown is back from Wisconsin Policy Forum to talk about his report from earlier, like about a month ago, about the crisis of our public defenders and district attorneys and how much we are not paying them. But as of this week, there's actually been an update as far as...
Which is miraculous.
So we'll see kind of how the bill that's been proposed and voted on this week could alleviate some of the problems that he highlighted in his research. And then at 12:30, we have federal prosecutor Christy Parker and former congressional investigations lead Ann Tindall to come talk about a new resource that they published through Protect Democracy that kind of makes sense of all of these investigations that are going on and the difference between, you know, prosecutors versus congressional oversight. And how to make sense of all of this. And so especially to protect our democracy. Thus the name.
I like it.
So, all right, stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. Yikes! So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally